Jazz Corner, Serge Mariani. Jam et concerts, actu, rencontres, découvertes, le meilleur de la scène jazz au coin de la rue ou sous le feu des projecteurs.
Mariana Svarg ne ressemble en rien à Obélix et pourtant elle a un point commun avec notre sympathique et fameux tailleur de menhir, terreur des sangliers et des légions romaines. Elle est tombée dedans toute petite, dans une potion magique appelée musique. À 5 ans environ, en effet, Mariana était pour ainsi dire en immersion permanente dans le bain de jouvence musicale perpétuelle de son père, Itibéré Svarg, bassiste, directeur artistique d'une des figures les plus singulières, on peut même dire géniales, de la musique brésilienne, Hermeto Pascoal, dont elle est la filleule. Multi-instrumentiste, flûtiste, saxophoniste, compositrice, arrangeuse, Mariana Svarg arrive de Rio avec son Sexteto Universal pour enchanter le public européen à l'occasion d'une tournée qui passe par la France. Mariana a vécu les répétitions du mythique Grupo de son parrain au fil de son enfance et de son adolescence. Au Brésil, elle incarne désormais la troisième génération de musiciens jouant la tradition de la Musica Universal, ce langage musical inouï, poétique, voix de la nature, dont le chantre, le maître, est donc Hermeto Pascoal, dont les racines puisent dans les folklores du Brésil, dans le jazz et dans toutes les formes et les styles qui se prêtent à son inspiration libre et sans limite. Après une quinzaine d'années de parcours avec le Itibéré Svarg Orchestra Familia de son père, elle fonde, voilà 3 ans, un sextet littéralement universel. Ses musiciens viennent du Brésil, de France, d'Allemagne, de Finlande, du Danemark, comme la chanteuse Mette Nadja. Bonjour Mariana Svarg.
Hey.
Hello, how do you feel?
I feel good. It's very nice to be here.
Yes, because you just arrived from Rio a few hours ago, and now we are meeting in a nice place, in a, like a lounge in a hotel, and with sun. It's sunny, so you're lucky because it's not always the time. Yeah, I think in Rio the weather is not quite the same now.
Yes, in Rio it's very hot all the time, so here I feel really good. It's good weather and very nice city. Very nice.
And you will go soon to Berlin to record the first album, that's it?
Yes, actually I'm starting the tour here in France, and then I go to Spain, and then to Finland, and then in the end of the tour we are going to record the album in Berlin.
Okay, so we will have the luck, we will be very lucky to hear one of your tunes at the end of this interview. Which will be on the next album, but there is no title on the album for now. You didn't find any title for this album, no?
Yes, I'm waiting until the album is ready, and then I want to listen everything, and I think the name will come, because there isn't a strong name now that I could choose, so I will wait.
And it's very important, maybe the name of a first album, and this is not the starting point. This will be the point, the final point, actually.
Yes, I think so. Hermeto Pascoal, he has a phrase. I ask my friend Bonoir to translate, because it's hard to say it in English. It's like, quem premedita não improvisa.
Qui prémédite n'improvise pas.
Voilà, c'est Benoît Claustre qui accompagne Mariana dans cette aventure ici en France en particulier, qui est musicien lui-même et qui vient de nous traduire cela. Donc, qui prémédite
n'improvise pas.
Qui prémédite n'improvise pas. Ah, wow, that's a story. Yes, okay, and that's of course that's good for music too.
Yeah, can I say another phrase?
Of course.
A song is like a child. First of all, we make the child, and then we put the name. So maybe it's the way I'm thinking about my album. I want to see like it when it's raised, and then I will see the name.
When you were maybe a baby, a few years old only, you were already like a fish in the music, because your father and Hermeto Pascoal playing music together, and you were there quite always, all the time.
Yes, they started playing together before I was born. Yeah, of course. So when my mother was pregnant, I was listening. So yeah, it's my whole life. It's Sometimes I talk to Brazilian musicians and they think that Hermeto sounds, they are complicated, they are hard to absorb. And I used to say them that these sounds are the sounds of my childhood. That's the natural to me. And yes, it's just that. I was raised listening every day, so it's just...
Natural.
Natural, yes.
Like the air you breathe or...
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's crazy. Yeah.
And do you remember, what is your oldest memory of that time? Maybe the one sound or what do you have like a memory of that really when you were so young?
It's hard to pick one memory, but I remember the sensation too when I, during the morning, I could hear my dad rehearsing his part, and then in the afternoon with the whole group, I could see that part together with the other parts. So I knew what arrangement is, like many, many years before I became an arranger. And I remember the sensation, okay, this melody together with that melody, okay. It was, I remember it, like, it's a very strong memory.
And as you said, Hermeto Pascoal's music is, people, they think it's complicated, that's it?
Yeah. It depends. Sometimes the audience that doesn't know anything about melody, chords, harmony, they just feel the music and they don't feel that it's complicated. But sometimes there is a musician that he comes from very traditional Brazil's groove or style, like samba, choro, and they think, okay, it's a lot of notes in one chord, we don't use it. That's what I meant.
Of course, yes. It's because here in France we know, maybe not all the whole, me, myself, I don't know the whole production of Hermeto Pascoal, of course, but I attended one concert a few years ago and I listened to some of his albums too. And I should say the music, his music is like a, well, very, I don't know about improvisation part, but it's very... A lot of life, you know, that there is a, this is boiling, this is like a river, but a river with a lot of stream, you know, it's not a, like a calm, calm flow.
And there are lots of things happening at the same time, like melody and counterpoints and bass lines together, and it totally makes sense. It's amazing when you see, when you take the score. But when you are listening, you're okay, three counterpoints at the same time. It's, yeah, but it's so nice. And yeah. The way Hermeto behaves on the stage, he's jumping and dancing and talking to the audience and singing. I think that's a big part of the way he makes his music goes to the audience like straight. Even playing a lot of complicated chords, polyrhythms, polytonalisms.
So maybe we could hear one of his tunes you proposed to us. It is one song, Vinicius Torinambuzios. I don't know if I pronounce it correct, but and can you tell us about it? What is this song? What is this tune about?
It's a samba, and it's traditional. Every time Hermeto goes to a new city. During the trip, he makes music, like he takes a paper and he makes the lines himself, and they were going to Búzios, and he just wrote this song in 2 hours.
And so Búzios is a place?
It's a town in Rio, like very nice one with beaches and like a summer town. And then they play it and it's a very nice song. And someone made a video, and the saxophone player was Vinicius Durin at that time, and he played a very awesome improv. I mean, really awesome. So it becomes like more than 2 million views on the internet. And then Vinicius died just 2 years ago, and so Hermeto changed the name to Vinicius Durin in Búzios because of that solo, because of the musician. Yeah, that's the story of this song.
Ok, alors nous allons écouter cette chanson maintenant, donc Vinicius Dorin M. Búzios, de une composition d'Hermeto Pascoal que nous propose Mariana Zwarg. Voilà, on vient d'écouter Vinicius Dorin M. Buzios, un morceau tiré d'un album, un des derniers de d'Ermeto Pasquale, dédié à ce saxophoniste extraordinaire qui jouait avec lui, Vinicius Dorin, et proposé donc par notre invité, Mariana Svarg. Et Mariana, now we are going to speak more about your father and your link with the music to your father. And I said at the beginning that your father was of course the bassist of the Gruppo of Ermeto Pasquale, and he had his own band of course too. How would you describe your father linked to Ermeto Pasquale music and everything they made together?
Yes, they have a very old and great partnership. They have been playing together for more than 4 years. And I would say that my dad was the responsible to spread Ermeto's music, like teaching people, because he created the school, the Universal Music School in Rio, a long, long time ago. So since then, two generations like learned this music, and now they are like recording albums with Universal Music Band. So I would say that.
And you just pronounced the word universal. So what is the meaning exactly of this? Because it's very important. It's quite everywhere in Ermeto Pasquale, of course, music concept, and in your father too, and in your own now, because your sextet is called Sexteto Universal.
Yes. It's not simple to explain, but I will try. I will do my best. When Ermeto was living in New York during the 70s and recording with all the super famous jazz musicians, he didn't want to be like rotulated, be tagged as Brazilian jazz or Latin jazz, so because he believes that people improvise since ever. It's not like a privilege of jazz musicians to improvise over the chords. And he didn't want to have borders. So his music is pretty much like he starts as a samba and then it becomes a baião, that's another Brazilian groove, and then suddenly it becomes a jazz waltz, and it can be in one tune. So he doesn't want to to start a tune in a way and then finish. He doesn't want to have borders, so he usually says that he is inspired by birds and trees and the noise of the plane when he's traveling. So it's basically no rules. What can inspire you, you can transform in music. I don't know if it was a good explanation.
Yeah, yes, it's a good expectation. Yes, so it's about mainly about styles. Different styles can mix together, but it's also about the you can make music with anything, not only with instruments, classic instruments like saxophone or bass and so on. You can play with this chair. You can play with water. You are inside.
Yeah, and it's about what can inspire you. It's not about sitting in front of a piano and now I will compose blah 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 blah. It's not about like thinking, it's about feeling, hey, I just listened something. Okay, he has a universal ear. So okay, it's an A and blah, and then he starts and it's that's it.
Anyway, there is a group of the Grupo of Hermeto Pascual and your father had his own group, the Familia, Orchestra Familia. What would be the main difference, if there is any, between the two, of the maybe the inspiration and so on, and the playing?
Yeah, I think they have like there are a lot of things that are close to each other, but they have a different style of writing arrangements. My father, I consider him even more denso.
And the bass is very, very important, of course. This is here, and we can't miss it.
During the improv, for example, during my intro, he's another soloist. I just play my improv with him. He's not like playing a groove, and then I'm the soloist. No, it's like something that we do together, because his bass lines is like counterpoints, and it's... there's a lot of stuff happening, and it's a kind of new school, new language of playing bass. Like there are several new musicians coming and playing this style, in Brazil, I mean.
And so the name of his band, and you played in with you two, is Orchestra Familia. Why is this, I think this is not a name like this. There is a special meaning, of course.
Yeah, because it's talking about the musical family. So when, like in 1999, a lot of young people decided to play together. We were 30, like a lot of people. No money, of course, 30. With 17, 18, so it became a musical family, the playing the universal music, that's what he meant.
So now we are going to listen to one of his tunes, and you choose it, of course. It is, actually there are two, Que m'entende mor, that's it?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Who understands, die.
Oh, well, okay, that's really important to be aware of that. And we will hear too a very short song, Identitade. It is, what is amazing, that there is the music, like synthesizers, waves, and it's really 70s, I don't know what style exactly. And we can hear the voice of your grandfather and your father together speaking, each on the, there is link side and right side. I don't know, on the right side is your father.
Yeah, yeah. During the 50s, like a long time ago, my father was 5 years old. And then, yeah.
Like you, when you become really involved in the music.
Yes, yes. And then my father just took his own melody when he was speaking and he put chords and yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's really nice, and oui, c'est vraiment bien, et on va découvrir ça maintenant. Donc, Quem entende more, suivi de Identitade, part 1, première partie, donc du groupe du Itibere Zwarg, Orchestra Familia, où jouait Mariana Zwarg, notre invitée aujourd'hui dans cette jazz interview. Thank you.
Menino, como é o seu nome?
Itiberê.
Itiberê do quê?
De Juazeiro.
Tudo bem. Quantos anos você tem?
4.
Ah, mas aposto que você não sabe cantar, você sabe?
Sei.
Então mostra. Menino, como é o seu nome?
Itiberê.
Itiberê do quê?
De Juazeiro.
Tudo bem. Quantos anos você tem?
4.
Ah, mas aposto que você não sabe cantar, você sabe? Então mostra.
Lenda, lenda, o sino está batendo. Lenda, lenda, são horas de comer. A Deus eu agradeço a boa direção. O quarto que eu frequento e a minha refeição. Lenda, lenda, o sino está batendo. Lenda, lenda, são horas de comer.
Muito bem! E essa? Que música é?
Sassi.
Então, canta, Sassi.
Sassi.
Ué, o Sassi parou? Deu uma perna só e caiu? Começa outra vez, canta, Sassi.
I just said, Mariana, that you are so touring in Europe. You will play next, you will play on the 29th of this month at the Sunside club in Paris. You will go to Spain and so on, and you will go to Berlin to record your first album with your own band Grupo. But this album has still no name. Wow. Can you sleep with that problem to
I'm not sleeping very well since I decided to record it. That's the truth.
How would you say the music will sound? Do you have a specific purpose for the music, a plan that must sound like this? I'd like to hear this, because you have a band from different musicians coming from different countries of mainly of Europe, and everything will be made in Berlin. So this is a special plan, no?
Yeah. Actually, like, I started this band 4 years ago, and I can say now that the drummer, he's from France. He can play all the Brazilian grooves, like, he really can play and he can feel the grooves. It's not about, like, now I'm playing samba now, but it wasn't like that in the beginning. So.
Pardon, and his name is Pierre Chastel.
Pierre Chastel, yeah. Because every tour, 1 week before, we made like 7 rehearsals, like the whole day. And they are really into playing the Brazilian music. But after saying all of that, I don't expect them to play as Brazilian musicians, because otherwise I would choose Brazilian musicians. Yeah. I like the mixing. I like to have a German piano player. I love to have the Danish singer singing scats with me, like with her Danish accent, because she sings like Danish, and she's a jazz singer. Yeah. So I really love the way it sounds, and I'm very Brazilian playing my flutes, like the accents. I'm pretty like into the Brazilian accents, and it's a very great mixing. There is one tune, that one theme we have to play a swing, and I'm very bad at doing that. And then she teaches and looks at me like, Mari, it's so terrible. And then we make rehearsal because I can play swing.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the way it sounds. It's hard to describe, but it's unique. There is no band like that.
And so there is, as you said, a percussionist, Sami Kontola. Where does he come from?
From Finland.
The pianist, yeah, the pianist is from Germany, Johannes von Ballestrem. Mette Naja is the singer from Denmark, you said. You, Sarah Stone, the electric bassist, and Benoit Croste will play in the touring. He will be on the album too, Benoit, the French, the other French guy playing the saxophone.
I would love to, but he only play in France, okay, with us.
For the concert.
The two concerts in Aix-en-Provence, oh, yeah, and here at Sunset. To be very nice.
And you mostly play the flute?
Yeah.
A specific one?
Yeah, the C flute. Mm-hmm. The alto flute is the flute that I love too. It's like, it's for me, the alto flute is the same of talking. Like, I think and I can play. And I play the soprano saxophone too, but it's my second instrument. I started to practicing 5 years ago, so I still feeling that I'm fighting against him. You know, we are trying to be close, but sometimes he's kind of angry. But I really like to play it, so I'm trying to improve, and it's all the second instruments work.
And that's nice you said about the way you feel with the flute, and it's what we can hear in the music, even of Hermeto Pascual music, and yours, when you will hear the tune Praele. I feel like it is like birds or lullabies, you know. This is the flute and the this kind of instruments, they really make us feel like we are closing our eyes and we see kind of animals, you know, kind of insects and birds and lullabies mostly. You feel it like too?
Yeah, sometimes, and sometimes I have another feelings, but yes, the flute brings it, I think. And in Brazil, we don't have many groups with flutists as a band leader and like drums and electric bass and piano. Sometimes we have acoustic guitar and flute, so it's something new.
So, what would you say about the tune we are going to listen to now, Praele? You said it's about your father, no?
Yes, it's my first composition, and I made it to my dad, just to say thank you for everything he taught me. And I decided to make the arrangement when I started this band. So then I put some chords more. Yeah, and it becomes like it sounds now.
And so the concerts you will play, so in France, in Aix-en-Provence, and the 29th at the Sunside Club, that will be all the tunes of your next album and different other, maybe some of Hermeto, some of your father's compositions?
Yeah, we are playing three Hermeto tunes, one of my dad's and all the others are mine.
Bah, j'encourage tout le monde présent à Aix-en-Provence ou à Paris à aller au concert, donc à Aix-en-Provence au Jazz Fola et à Paris, comme on l'a dit, au Sunside le 29 de ce mois-ci d'octobre, voilà, pour entendre les titres du prochain album, premier album de Marianne Asvarg, qui n'a toujours pas de nom, no name, still no name, but we will see, maybe in Sunside you will have a Enlightenment, yeah. Oh, right, that will be the name. Voilà, en tout cas, merci beaucoup, Mariana. Thank you so much. And have a nice trip, a nice tour in Europe and concerts in France. Bye-bye, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I hope to see you all at the concert. Come.
Don't.
C'était Jazz Corner avec Serge Mariani. Une chronique à retrouver le lundi et jeudi à 13h et 18h sur Art District.